This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We have Ed Epley with us today. He's a leading global expert in professional management, sales strategy, and performance management, a principal consultant for The Table Group, a Patrick Lencioni company, and operates the Epley Group. He's trained managers at multinational companies across the U.S., Europe, China, Japan, Australia, and his clients include a who's who in the business category leaders such as BMW, DSW, Sara Lee, Bloomberg, Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, Speedway, Steamboat Ski and Resort Company, Value City Furniture, PSA Airlines, Emerson Electric, Satellite Auto Glass, and many others. And today we're going to be talking with him about some leadership strategies and his upcoming book, Let's Be Clear, Six Principles of Focused Management Pros. Ed, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome, Derek. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, I'd like to start so our guests get to know you a little bit. Kind of give us a little bit about your background. Start as early on as you want and then how you got to where you are today. And then I'm going to dig in and I'm chomping at the bit to ask you some leadership questions and hear about your book.
Well, I will tell you that I didn't realize for quite some time that I was an entrepreneur at heart, a serial entrepreneur. But if you look back at my life, I started raising hogs as a 4-H project when I was 11 or 12 and turned it into a business and started selling breeding stock to local farmers when I was 14 and 15. And subsequently then started businesses in the advertising business and manufacturers rep businesses, the training business for Dale Carnegie with their franchises, and finally a call center for setting appointments for professional services companies. So all along the way, I suspect what I found out or knew was I'm better working for myself than I am for somebody else.
So talk to me about leadership. I mean, you've got a great track record for helping the who's who of businesses and leadership. For you, what makes a great leader?
I think one of the major components is authenticity. You know, there's a lot of prescriptive recipes for what it takes to be effective as a leader. I find that the leaders that I think of as being the best at their leadership capabilities are authentic in the sense that they don't try to be somebody other than who they are. And one of the components of authentic leadership, I think, is the ability to demonstrate courage in a variety of situations. You know, if you talk to folks who've placed themselves in harm's way, they talk about courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to act despite it. And I think that it's so easy for people to not act when they're in charge of a team or a department or an organization. And so I think that the authenticity and courageous behavior are go hand in hand in my definition. I also think they're great at creating clarity so that people know what's expected and know what to focus. I think that leaders also that are highly effective get true committed behavior from people, both their direct reports, but throughout the organization. So that they get that discretionary effort that otherwise does not have to be offered up. And then the last thing is they create energy in the organization. They create a sense of urgency that's not artificial, that people are excited to do the work that needs to be done.